This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 7th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Mission Aviation Fellowship has issued an urgent call for the release of one of their pilots. Officials in Mozambique, Africa detained missionary pilot Ryan Coer and two South Africans last month. The three were loading supplies into an aircraft for delivery to church-run orphanages. David Holston, president of Mission Aviation Fellowship, said, quote, "I urge Christians around the world to pray for Ryan's safety and swift release, and call on those in power, both in Mozambique and here in the U.S., to do everything they can to resolve this wrongful detainment," end quote. Please pray for Coer and his family as they face this time of hardship and separation. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body." China is looking to ease its COVID-19 restrictions after violent protests have broken out over the country's quarantine protocols. Entire communities have faced lockdown for weeks after just one positive case. New measures set to be unveiled include a decrease in mass testing and allowing people who test positive for COVID to isolate at home instead of at a quarantine facility. Residents have described the facilities as, quote, "grim," end quote. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan." Pew Research released a new report on how COVID-19 restrictions affected religious groups globally in 2020. In 37% of countries around the world, religious groups had COVID restrictions forced on them, were stigmatized as COVID spreaders, or faced violence and vandalism over the stigma. Religious groups filed lawsuits or spoke out against COVID-19 restrictions in 27% of countries and even defied restrictions in 35% of countries. Christian groups faced targeted attacks from private actors in 9 countries after being blamed for spreading COVID. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Last Wednesday, California's Supreme Court denied a final attempt by Santa Clara County to fine a church over $200,000 for violating COVID-19 restrictions. During the pandemic, Calvary Chapel San Jose continued to hold in-person worship services. Mariah Gundero with Advocates for Faith and Freedom is representing the church. He said, quote, "I think we have a very religious-friendly Supreme Court, and we're starting to see that trickle down across the country. When it comes to religious freedoms, they know where the Supreme Court stands," end quote. With 83% of the vote in, Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker 50.42% to 49.58%, reports the Associated Press. The Democrats gained a 51-49 majority in the Senate. RedState.com notes, quote, "That's unfortunate, as this will now give the Democrats control of the committees in the Senate, if the results hold up," end quote. Meanwhile, Arizona officials certified the state's 2022 midterm election results on Monday. The certification cements Democrat power in several races, including Katie Hobbs for governor. Abortion Care Network, a pro-abortion group, reports twice as many abortion mills shut down this year compared with last year. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade on June 24, 2022, at least 42 independent abortion mills have closed as of November. 14 states now have no facilities offering to murder unborn babies. The report noted, quote, "When abortion clinics are forced to close, they are very unlikely to reopen," end quote. Hallelujah. And finally, regional bodies of the United Methodist Church recently approved the disaffiliation votes of hundreds of churches in Texas. Over 400 congregations in the Lone Star State want to leave the United Methodist Church as the mainline denomination shows support for sexually perverted lifestyles as well as abortion. The departing churches represent nearly half of the United Methodist Church congregations in Texas. Many plan to join the new Global Methodist Church. Mark Tooley with the Institute on Religion and Democracy reports the United Methodist Church has ratified the disaffiliation of 1,314 churches. He wrote, quote, "By the end of next year, the deadline for exiting with church property, at least 3,000 and possibly 5,000 churches are expected to exit," end quote. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.